You are listening to WQED's Voice of the Arts podcast. I'm Emily Bruner, and today we have two people from the Saltworks Theater Company. We have their executive director, Norma Allroots, and their board chair, Amber Fantini. Hi, Amber and Norma. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
So we're going to talk a lot about Saltworks. So many things going on. You've got Around the World in 80 Days in a week, but you also have a lot of shows going on with your Young Actor Studio that's going to pick up in the summer, and then you also have all of these amazing school assemblies that you do. So we got a lot to talk about. So let's first talk about Saltworks in general. What does Saltworks do? What is your bread and butter? What drives you guys?
So Saltworks does a lot of things, mm-hmm. but our main claim to fame, if you will, or what we believe we were created to do is our school shows.
Okay.
And those are school assemblies performed by five professional actors that cover a number of social issues, bullying, drugs and alcohol, opioids, mental health, panic attacks, those kinds of things. Yeah. Anything that's affecting our young folks. And we try to keep up with the times and keep our shows relevant to the times. And so we've covered various issues over the years because we have been around for 40 years during our school assemblies.
Wow.
All over Western Pennsylvania as well as five surrounding states. But so we cover a number of issues. We try to stay relevant with the issues that are current.
And it changes a lot, especially after COVID. I feel like the whole world opened up in terms of different things that teens and young people are dealing with.
Yeah, and that's kind of what inspired one of our newer plays about panic and anxiety.
Yeah.
And then also we realized vaping was a big problem among students.
Oh, it switched from cigarettes to vapes very quickly. Yeah.
So what's neat is we can kind of brainstorm and come up with some things that we think kids are facing these days and get to work on coming up with a play that they can relate to.
Yeah, and these are original plays. So how do you come up with the scripts? Who writes them?
So it takes us about a year
to
do that process, to get the script. So we start just by talking with general health professionals, school administrators, experts in those fields that can tell us what are the up-and-coming things or what are the issues that need to be addressed, or even from an educator standpoint, what kinds of things do they need to have addressed in their schools. And then we kind of work on it until we get it to a point where these are the issues we're going to address in this particular script, because our shows usually run about 45 minutes.
Okay.
And so we decide what issues we want to address in this particular show. We have a couple of playwrights that we work with that have written our shows in the past, and so they know we've got, you know, three men, two women in the cast, 45 minutes, the age group that we're targeting, and that kind of a thing. And then the script goes through many rewrites and edits and things. We'll get the initial script, look at it, edit it ourselves. Then we'll get another script and send that one out to those healthcare professionals, those administrators and things that we, and get all of their feedback on it.
Oh, wow.
And we just kind of keep working on it to get it to the point where everyone involved and everyone who has had a hand in it would be proud of it.
Mm.
And then we take it to our actors and, you know, rehearse it and produce it and put it up. So it takes about a year to do that, but we're very careful to make sure that our shows have a lot of integrity with healthcare professionals, with school administrators, and most of all with the students themselves.
Yeah, because, you know, I can imagine with healthcare professionals, you know, they're not thinking about entertainment. They're thinking about the facts, right? And kids sometimes will absorb the facts, but it's got to be entertaining at the same time, right? It's got to be engaging for kids. So that's great that you kind of take that whole collaborative view and take the time, too.
Right.
You're not trying to push it out too fast.
And then our actors are all just post-college age.
Yeah.
So they can really relate to the students. And particularly on the high school level, the students can live vicariously through the characters in the show and feel comfortable asking questions after, or feel comfortable sending us an email and asking something they might not have been willing to ask in the big group of all their peers. But so the actors can be, you know, really good mentors in the moment.
Yeah.
Obviously, we only have one opportunity to see the students, but just to have the opportunity to talk with them and connect with them after the show.
Right. Well, and for the students, it's seeing people almost their age.
Correct.
acting out something that they're probably dealing with.
Right, so. And they've most recently been through it themselves.
Right, yeah.
And so it's a really good back and forth.
No, it is a great back and forth.
And we respect student voices. You know, sometimes things that are targeted to children can come off as childish. Mm. So we do address serious plot points, and it resonates with the students mm-hmm. because they see it playing out in real time with real actors. My sister had asked me, what's the difference? Why wouldn't you just put a YouTube video up and share that out? Why would you bother with live actors coming to to schools? Like, what's the point when we could just do everything virtually anymore? Mm. Which is a really sad question, because I think, you know, you want to have that engagement, and it inspires engagement and connectivity, and it improves your empathy mm-hmm. and helps us all see things together, but also recognize we're not alone
yeah.
in experiences.
Yeah.
And for me, I'm in the arts as well, but I think if anything can inspire young people to potentially even want to be part of the arts, like
yeah.
When do they get to see actors coming to their school anymore?
Very, very rarely do we actually see people, yeah.
They might see them and say, oh, how do I get to be that person up there
yeah.
and get involved in the arts and in theater? So
yeah,
there's
almost.
All kinds of reasons to have Saltworks come to your schools.
Yeah, yeah. And also, like, everybody was online for years, two maybe, for kids, and okay, they're done with that. They don't need to be online anymore, right?
No.
So having people in person is always fun, and it's engaging because, I mean, they're school assemblies, right? So they pause school for a day. They have something brand new and exciting come in, even if the topic they might not be so sure about is something different in their daily lives.
And our actors are willing to put themselves out there in terms of leading the Q&A after the show and be willing to answer those tough questions that come from the audience and be willing to be trained in the issues as it relates to our shows so that they can answer the questions with integrity and make sure they're making a good point.
Yeah, yeah. And do you have, like, stuff for students and teachers afterwards, after the school assemblies, that they can continue to engage in that conversation further?
So we send in teacher's guides to the school about 2 to 3 weeks prior to the assembly, and they have both pre- and post-show activities
gotcha.
In the that teachers can do in the classrooms to both prepare the students to see a live performance, because it's amazing how many students have never seen a live performance.
Right.
So they can prepare them for that. They can prepare on the elementary level. We can prepare them for certain vocabulary or certain things that they're going to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I said, just get them ready to see a live performance. And then after the show, they can do various activities in the classroom to bring those issues along a little more, you know, play a game of shoulda, woulda, coulda in different scenarios. You know, if this would happen, what could they have done to make the outcome different, or what should they have done to make the outcome different? And so, yes, we do send curriculum and things into the school prior.
Wow.
Yeah, and if you check out, our website is saltworks.org, and if you check out our website, you can see right now we're currently offering shows to elementary schools and high schools that address issues like doing the right thing, making good choices, compromising, teamwork and respect, and then engaging them in ways that are the kids are part of the show. You know, the actors get those young'uns clapping and cheering and inspiring. But we do have an elementary school show I wanted to make sure we mentioned here at WQED that's called the Fearsome Foursome.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Norma can tell us a little bit more about that. But it was inspired by our beloved Mr. Rogers' quote, "I like you just the way you are."
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of tries to have kids recognize that they might have preconceived notions about each other that might not be accurate, and also encourages them to discover that they might have their own character. I don't want to say flaws, but things that they could reflect on.
Yeah.
You know, I don't remember how that exactly came about, but I know we were all thinking how wonderful Mr. Rogers is and how we might be inspired to create a play in his, you know.
Well, it came about because I was at the Fred Rogers Museum.
Ah.
We had actually done a performance out at the Fred Rogers Center for the staff in a conference setting out there. And I was walking around the museum part during the performance and was just looking in the cases and the various news scripts and news clippings and things about Mr. Rogers, and I like you just the way you are, just jumped off the page at me. Mm-hmm. And we were in the spring, and so we were at the time that we would be thinking about what shows to do for next year. Mm-hmm. And we were going to write a new elementary show for that following school year. And so that just jumped off the page at me, and we actually were having a benefit that evening. I came back to the venue where we were having our benefit, and I told our board chair at the time, I know what our next show is about. and she got very excited about, because everybody knows Fred Rogers, and everybody knows I Like You As You Are was his mantra, so to speak. And so that's what we did. We wrote that show in honor of him and just to keep that that thought, I Like You As You Are, to try to develop that a little more among elementary school and try to get the foundation of I Like You As You Are out to the students.
Yeah, it's a very important foundation.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that sounds really wonderful. And you have 1, 2, 3, 4, you have 6 shows that you rotate around. How long do these shows have a shelf life of, like a year?
Well, that depends on how long the issue is around. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we could be doing bullying from the dawn of time until now. And we've done a number of shows addressing bullying on both the elementary and middle school, high school levels. But generally, I would say, generally speaking, a show might run anywhere from 6 to 10 years, depending on the issue.
Okay.
Obviously, the elementary school shows are a little longer lasting, just because they're a more general issue. On the middle school, high school level, the things there have changed so quickly between just say no to beer and alcohol to marijuana a few years ago, to vaping about 8 years ago, and recently, more recently, the opioid epidemic. And so things
and
have changed a little quicker on that level.
Yeah.
And it's provided a lot more for us, a lot more things for us to talk about and educate the students on. And, you know, I just want to mention that we are not, by any stretch of the imagination, experts on these subjects.
Right.
But what we can do is present stories to the students with a sort of a truth or consequences mentality, where we're just going to show you the story and show you what happens, and you make your decisions. We're going to give you all the information you need to make to make good decisions, to make healthy decisions. You're still in charge of your own life.
Yeah.
And so that's the way we think about it. We just present stories to the students and help educate them on what healthy choices would be.
And there's a lot of interest in our plays. Every year we do at least 120 plays in the Pittsburgh area and beyond.
Yeah.
So I know we've stretched out into Ohio, and where have we been, Norma, this year?
Well, this year we've been in Ohio, West Virginia, and we do about 75% of our shows right here in Western Pennsylvania. But we do have schools that are calling for us to go elsewhere. This year, this particular year, through the opioid prevention funds, we've done a number of shows in the Clarion, Armstrong, Indiana, Clarion County areas because of those funds that are available. We're hoping that other counties will start to call us and make use of that. This is a wonderful opportunity to provide information and education to school students on the opioid epidemic.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's definitely a hard topic, but a good topic too.
And we are a nonprofit, so we do rely on that funding to and connecting the people with the funding with the shows is really important as well. So we're always looking to find a way to get into those schools.
Of course. And in addition to doing all of these shows, you also kind of do a couple other things. You have camps, summer camps. Do you guys do that?
So we have a Young Actor Studio,
okay.
and they have a fall semester, a spring semester, and a summer camp kind of thing. And in that Young Actor Studio, what we want to do is educate students. And right now our age group is 10 to 14.
Okay.
We've had a broader range in the past since COVID. We're just kind of getting our feet wet, getting back into the mix. And so, but in our Young Actor Studio, we want to give students a very well-rounded opportunity to experience theater in a safe environment. Mm-hmm. We're not putting out the world's next Broadway stars or the world's next movie stars, but we are putting out students who can speak in public, debate in public, make presentations in school that they need, you know, with success, and giving them an opportunity to experience theater, whether it's performing a monologue or doing a scene with other folks or doing a fully produced performance or doing backstage work, whatever it is. I just think theater is a wonderful tool to use. It's how you choose to use it, whether it makes an impact or not. Our summer program is 1 week here in June coming up, and we'll have the younger students in the morning and the older students in the afternoon, and they'll have 5 days of what I just talked about, a well-rounded experience from improv, which is what everybody's favorite is improvisation, to scenes, to monologues, to backstage work, stage managing, costumes, props, those kinds of things, and just have an opportunity. And we bring students together from many, I think seven different school districts or seven different schools. And so they get to meet kids that are like them, that have interests that they have, but aren't in their schools. And so it just brings kids together and gives them an opportunity to work together for these kinds of things. And so, and we've been doing that we've been doing the school shows for 40 years, and I think we've been doing the Young Actors Studio for just a little less than that, about 36 years or so, 30 years at least, that we've been doing that. So,
well, and that's wonderful.
We used to be right across the street from here on South Neville, right? North Neville, South Neville. Mm-hmm. But we've recently moved to Greenstone United Methodist Church in Bellevue. And we are very fortunate because our facilities allow for us to maintain our camps right on the premises.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're actually performing our show that you wanted to talk about is going to be there as well.
Yeah.
But it's a really great facility for us to be at. And it also includes other community groups. So we really are getting a nice outreach just from being in that location.
Yeah. Yeah. And speaking of the show, Around the World in 80 Days. April 19th and 20th at the Greenstone United Methodist Church. Can you talk to me about what this play is about? Because it's an original adaptation. It's based on the Jules Verne classic. And I feel like you guys did this previously.
Yeah, so we did this show back in October.
Okay.
It is an original adaptation of the Jules Verne classic, which is much older than you and probably much older than most of our listeners. But if you were familiar with Around the World in 80 Days, our actors, we have, as I mentioned before, we have five professional actors that do our school shows, and we have a couple of young people who also direct those shows.
Oh, yeah.
So those are our creative staff, and we wanted to give them an opportunity to do something other than the school shows. And so we just kind of approached them about, if we were going to do a main stage show, what would we do? And we had lots and lots of conversation and meetings about that. And they came up with writing an original adaptation, and it took six of them to put it together.
Wow.
And the six of them also performed the show. And we did it in October, and it was really greeted with a lot of fanfare from our new community.
Yeah.
And so we thought it was a good opportunity to put it out to the community. Saltworks has always done a number of main stage shows and full productions. We have not done any in a while, and we moved during COVID, and so we decided that this would be a good opportunity to just kind of introduce ourselves to our new community and let them see kind of what we do, because they don't get to see our school shows.
Right, right.
So we did this in October, and it was so great. We wanted to give more people an opportunity to see it and give our actors another opportunity to perform it. So this will be the same show we did in October. We're doing next weekend, as you said, at Greenstone United Methodist Church in Bellevue/Avalon. And you can go to our website and get information on that. Give us a call if you're interested. But we only sell tickets at the door, so you don't have to buy tickets ahead of time. But it is a great opportunity. It's very energetic. You will be tired after the show. It only runs about an hour and 20 minutes, an hour and a half at most.
Oh, that's not bad.
But it is very energetic, and it's just great to watch our creative staff have an opportunity to perform to the public.
Yeah. Saltworks is so cool. You guys do such amazing work. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about in relation to Saltworks?
I think the only thing I would like to reiterate is that Saltworks has been in Pittsburgh for 40 years.
Yeah.
We've had faithful funding from many, many foundations in and around the city. We couldn't have done anything without them. We also have a number of faithful donors who support us on a regular basis. And as you know, no nonprofit exists without their faithful donors and foundations.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're just very grateful for that, grateful for the opportunity to be around for 40 years. I've been around for 31 of them. And, you know, it's just been an amazing opportunity. Yeah. The amazing people that have come through our doors, the actors that are willing to get up every morning, and you probably know this, but actors don't normally get up at 6 a.m.
No, not at all.
To come and load the van, load all the equipment into the van, take it to the school, unload it, set it all up, do the show, talk to the students, tear it all down, put it all back in the van and go to another school. It's just a very unique individual that wants to do that. And so we've been just so blessed over the years to have that many young folks who want to do that and want to be a positive role model for students. And, you know, in our 120 shows that we do every year, that means we're educating, challenging, and inspiring over 20,000 students every year. It's just an amazing opportunity. We're you know, thrilled to have that opportunity to do that and to continue to do that work.
Yeah, no, that's an amazing number. And it's vital work, I think, because the kids, you know, they need to see these issues. They need to talk about them in a real-life contextual way. And what better way than theater?
Yeah.
Because it just shows.
And if anybody's interested in our shows, any schools or any parents that want to bring our shows to the schools, you can go to our website, as Amber's mentioned a few times, saltworks.org. And all of our shows are on there with video clips, synopsis, a lot of information. So if you missed anything today or just want to see a little bit more of them, mention it to your school principal, mention it to whoever books assemblies in your school. But to go to our website and check us out. There's a lot on there. You know, we're a great organization.
Yeah.
And it's just a fun gift to give, honestly. I'm from Hollidaysburg, so I would bring Hollidaysburg some Saltworks shows. And I just was tickled to see how it was received.
Yeah.
You watch the audiences come in at like, well, we're all here for a little assembly. What is this? And they're excited to be in the room. And then suddenly they're all just wrapped with attention, wanting to know, how does this guy get out of this bullying situation? Why do they keep bullying this person, and how do they stop? Mm-hmm. So they get very into it, and I just really like seeing those plays actually playing out.
Yeah.
And if you want, I think we have acting auditions coming up.
Yeah, we always have auditions this time of year for next year's school tour.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful.
That information is also on the website.
So they're always looking for young actors.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So if you want to be part of Saltworks and get in that van and drive around all the schools, we'd love to meet up with you.
Yeah. Well, Norma and Amber, thank you so much for talking with me today about Saltworks. It's incredible.
Wow. Thank you, Emily.
It's been wonderful speaking with you. Thank you so much for having us.